This is side number 10 of through the year with Pope Francis, and we continue on page number 286, and your reader for this side is Carl Bellish. The selection chosen for October the 1st is entitled Father. It is the Spirit Himself whom we receive in baptism, who teaches us, who spurs us on to say to God, Father, or rather, Abba, which means Papa or Dad. Our God is like this. He is a dad to us. God treats us as children. He understands us. He forgives us. He embraces us. He loves us even when we err. That was a quotation from the Pope's general audience given on April the 10th, 2013. And the reflection offered for us, we are children of the God of the universe, the one who is all-powerful and yet all-loving, too. Does that fact make any difference to you as you go about your day-to-day life? The selection for October the 2nd is entitled Guardian Angels. On the journey and in the trials of life, we are not alone. We are accompanied and sustained by the angels of God, who offer, so to speak, their wings to help us overcome the many dangers, to be able to fly above those realities that can make our lives difficult or drag us down. That's from the Pope's address given on July the 5th, 2013. And the reflection offered for us, what role do angels play in your faith life? Catholics believe that each person has a guardian angel. Have you ever prayed to yours? Ask your guardian angel to help protect. Ask your guardian angel for help, protection, and guidance. The selection for October 3rd is entitled, "But It Isn't Easy." Involvement in politics is an obligation for a Christian. We Christians cannot play the role of Pilate, washing our hands of it. We cannot. We must be involved in politics because politics is one of the highest forms of charity, for it seeks the common good. And Christian lay people must work in politics. You will say to me, but it isn't easy. Nor is it easy to become a priest. Nothing is easy in life. That was the Pope's address to the students of the Jesuit schools of Italy and Albania, which was given on the 6th of June, 2013. And the reflection? For most of us, political involvement starts in our neighborhood and town. Are you active in the politics of your local community? How can you engage in both local and national politics in a way that seeks the common good? The selection for October the 4th is entitled Embracing the Suffering Body of Christ. October 4th is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. The young Francis abandoned riches and comfort in order to become a poor man among the poor. He understood that true joy and riches do not come from the idols of this world, material things, and the possession of them, but are to be found only in following Christ and serving others. Less well known, perhaps, is the moment when this understanding took concrete form in his own life. It was when Francis embraced a leper. This suffering brother was the mediator of light for St. Francis of Assisi. Because in every suffering brother and sister, what we embrace, of every suffering brother and sister that we embrace the suffering body of Christ. This was the Pope's address to the World Youth Day on July the 24th, 2013. And the reflection? Why is St. Francis' example important to us today? What does it mean for you to abandon your comfort and to embrace others? The selection for October the 5th is entitled Give Us This Merciful Heart, and this is the feast of St. Faustina. God always wants mercy and does not condemn it in anyone. He wants heartfelt mercy because he is merciful and can understand well our misery, our difficulties, and also our sins. He gives all of us this merciful heart of his. This is from the Pope's Angelus Address, given on July the 14th, 2013. In the reflection, Jesus said, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." This is a quotation from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 37. God establishes a relationship between our willingness to give mercy to others and the mercy he gives to us. Who in your life needs forgiveness instead of judgment and condemnation? The selection for October the 6th is entitled, "Save Us from Being a Gnostic Church." The Holy Spirit draws us into the mystery of the living God and saves us from the threat of a church which is Gnostic and self-reverential, closed in on herself. He impels us to open the doors and to go forth to proclaim and bear witness to the good news of the gospel, to communicate the joy of faith, the encounter with Christ. And this is from the Pope's homily at a Mass with the Ecclesiastical Movements, given on Pentecost Sunday, May the 19th, 2013. The reflection, do you communicate the joy of the faith, or do you project an air of anxiety or harshness or negativity? Fearlessly ask the Lord to help you see yourself as others see you, and to correct those things that hinder your witness. The selection for October the 7th is entitled, "To Overcome Egotism, Pray the Rosary." And this is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Here I would like to emphasize the beauty of a simple, contemplative prayer accessible to all, great and small, the educated and those with little education. It is the prayer of the Holy Rosary. In the Rosary, we turn to the Virgin Mary so that she may guide us to an ever closer union with her Son, Jesus, to bring us into conformity with him, to have his sentiments, and to behave like him. Indeed, in the Rosary, while we repeat the Hail Mary, we meditate on the mysteries, on the events of Christ's life, so as to know and love him even better. The Rosary is an effective means for opening ourselves to God, for it helps us to overcome egotism and to bring peace to hearts in the family, in society, and in the world. This was a quote from the Pope's message given on June the 21st, 2013. And the reflection, pray the Rosary today, focusing on the mysteries and imagining each scene and what it must have been like to be there. Pray for the wisdom to understand how these scenes relate to your own life. The passage chosen for October the 8th is entitled, God's World. God's world is a world where everyone feels responsible for the other, for the good of the other. This evening, in reflection, fasting, and prayer, each of us deep down should ask ourselves, is this really the world that I desire? Is this really the world that we will all carry in our hearts? Is the world that we want really a world of harmony and peace in ourselves, in relations with others, in families, in cities, in between nations? And does not true freedom mean choosing ways in the world that lead to the good of all and are guided by love? This was from the Pope's Vigil of Prayer for Peace, given on September the 7th, 2013. And the reflection, spend a few moments thinking about the Pope's questions and their meaning for you. The selection for October the 9th is entitled, Let Us Say Yes. The living God sets us free. Let us say yes to love and not selfishness. Let us say yes to life and not death. Let us say yes to freedom and not enslavement to the many idols of our time. In a word, let us say yes to the God who is love, life, and freedom, and who never disappoints. That's from the Pope's homily on June the 16th, 2013. And the reflection, how can you reject selfishness, idols, and death, and say yes to God today? What do you have to say no to today to make this yes possible? The selection for October the 10th. What has God given you? A Christian who withdraws into himself, who hides everything that the Lord has given him, is not a Christian. He's a Christian who does not thank God for everything God has given him. That was the Pope's general audience, from his speech at the general audience on April 24th, 2013. And the reflection says, read the parable of the talents in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. What talents has God given you? Are you using them or hiding them? Thank God for using the gifts he has given you. The selection for October the 11th is entitled The Fullness of Truth. As Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit guides us into all the truth. That's from St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 13. Not only does he guide us to the encounter with Jesus, the fullness of the truth, but he also guides us into the truth. That is, he makes us enter into an ever deeper communion with Jesus, giving us knowledge of all the things of God. And we cannot achieve this by our own efforts. Unless God enlightens us from within, our Christian existence will be superficial. That's from the Pope's speech at a general audience on May the 15th, 2013. And the reflection, try reading one paragraph from the Catechism each day this week. See what you can learn about the truth of God. The selection for October the 12th is entitled The New Leaven. Considering the threshold of faith means trusting and acting in the power of the Holy Spirit, who is present in the Church and manifests himself in the signs of the times. It means joining in the constant flow of life and history without succumbing to the paralyzing defeatism that views past times as better. It is an urgency to think in new ways, offer new suggestions, and create new things, kneading life with the new leaven of sincerity and truth. And he refers here to the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 8. And this was a quotation from the Pope's Only Love Can Save Us, which was a letter to the priests, religious, and faithful of Buenos Aires on October the 1st, 2012. Have you ever caught yourself living in the past? How is God calling you to move on? How can you embrace the new opportunities that God presents to you? The selection for October the 13th is entitled The Mystery of the Eucharist. Let us ask ourselves, how do I follow Jesus? Jesus speaks in silence in the mystery of the Eucharist. He reminds us every time that following him means going out of ourselves and not making our life a possession of our own, but rather a gift to him and to others. That's from the Pope's homily delivered on May the 30th, 2013. And the reflection, spend some time in Eucharistic adoration. Listen to what Jesus wants to tell you. The selection for October the 14th is entitled, It Is Your Advantage. It is to your advantage. Let us try asking ourselves, am I open to the action of the Holy Spirit? Do I pray him to give me illumination, to make me more sensitive to God's things? This is the prayer we must pray every day. Holy Spirit, make my heart open to the Word of God. Make my heart open to goodness. Make my heart open to the beauty of God every day. This is a quotation from the Pope's general audience on May the 15th, 2013. And the reflection, Jesus said, It is to your advantage that I go away, For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. That's from St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 7. I invite the Holy Spirit to reign in your hearts, in your mind, and in your life today and every day. The selection for October the 15th, and this is the feast day of St. Teresa of Jesus, the Carmelite, and this is entitled, A Soaking Wet Blanket. There is no holiness in sadness. There isn't any. St. Teresa said, A saint who is sad is a sad saint. It is not worth much. When you see a seminarian, a priest, a sister, or a novice with a long face, gloomy, or seems to have thrown a soaking wet blanket over their life, one of these heavy blankets which pulls one down, something has gone wrong. But please, never any sisters, never any priests with faces like chilies pickled in vinegar. Never. This was the Pope's address to seminarians and novices, given on July the 6th, 2013. And the reflection, what is the relationship between holiness and joy? If you wish to have more joy, draw closer to our Lord. Put on joy, especially when others are wet blankets. The selection for October the 16th is entitled, Faith is Our Light. Whenever we let our thoughts, our feelings, or the logic of human power prevail, and we do not let ourselves be taught and guided by faith, by God, we become stumbling blocks. Faith in Christ is the light of our life as Christians. That's from the Pope's homily delivered on the 29th of June, 2013. And the reflection, God tells the prophet Isaiah, that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's a quotation from Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 55, verse 9. We must use reason and logic to make decisions, but we must never forget to lead with faith and trust in God. The selection for October 17th is entitled, Understood and Loved. Throughout the Gospels, we see how Jesus, by his words and actions, brings the transforming life of God. This was the experience of the woman who anointed the feet of the Lord with ointment. She felt understood, loved, and she responded by a gesture of love. She let herself be touched by God's mercy. She obtained forgiveness, and she started a new life. God, the living one, is merciful. Do you agree? That was from the Pope's homily delivered on June the 16th, 2013. And the reflection, where do you need transformation? Where do you need forgiveness and new life? Will you let God's mercy change you? The selection for October the 18th. This is the feast of St. Luke, the evangelist, and the entitle of this selection is God Distant? Our God is a God who is near, a God who makes himself present to us, a God who became one of his people in Christ Jesus so that he could be close to us. But it was not some kind of metaphysical closeness. Rather, it was the closeness that Luke describes when Jesus goes to heal the daughter of Jairus, where people crowded around him, almost suffocating him, while a poor little old lady at the back of the crowd struggled to touch the hem of his robe. It was the closeness of the crowd that wanted to silence the blind man at the entrance to Jericho, who was trying to make himself heard by crying out. It is the closeness that gave courage to 10 lepers to beg him to make them clean. Jesus was into that kind of thing. This is from the Pope's homily entitled, Only Love Can Save Us. It was delivered on September the 2nd, 2012. The reflection, do you imagine God being distant from you or close? Reflect on the Pope's words. What is holding you back from accepting God's desire to be close to you? The selection for October the 19th is entitled Listening to Our Daily Reality. This is also true in our life, listening to God who speaks to us and listening also to daily reality, paying attention to people, to events, because the Lord is at the door of our life and knocks in many ways. He puts signs in our path. He gives us the ability to see them. This is a quote from the Pope's address delivered on May the 31st, 2013. And the reflection, use your time in prayer to reflect on your week. What signs is God putting in your path? What is He trying to tell you through the events, people, and places in your life? The selection for October the 20th is entitled The Law of Love. What is the law of the people of God? It is the law of love, love for God and love for neighbor, according to the new commandment that the Lord left us. And he refers here to the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34. It is a love, however, that is not sterile sentimentality or something vague, but the acknowledgement of God as the one Lord of life, and at the same time the acceptance of the other as my true brother, overcoming division, rivalry, misunderstanding, selfishness. These two things go together. Oh, how much more of the journey do we have to make in order to actually live the new law? This was from the Pope's General Audience on July the 12th, 2013. And the reflection, what do you struggle with more, loving God or loving your neighbor? Take time to work on any weakness in these areas this month. What is God calling you to do? The selection for October the 21st is entitled Becoming Instruments. Let us renew every day our trust in the Holy Spirit's action, the trust that He acts within us, that He is within us, that He gives us apostolic zeal, peace, and joy. Let us allow Him to lead us. May we be men and women of prayer who witness to the gospel with courage, becoming in our world instruments of unity and of communion with God. This is from the Pope's General Audience given on May the 22nd, 2013. And the reflection, what kind of Christian are you today? What kind of Christian do you want to become? Ask God each day for the Holy Spirit to lead you to zeal, peace, joy, and prayer. The selection for October the 22nd, the title is Wonder and Contemplation. Cultivating and caring for creation is an instruction of God which He gave not only at the beginning of history, but also given to each one of us. Instead, we are often guided by the pride of dominating, possessing, manipulating, and exploiting. We do not preserve the earth. We do not respect it. We do not consider it as a freely given gift to look after. We are losing our attitude of wonder, of contemplation, of listening to creation. Why does this happen? Why do we think and live horizontally? We have drifted away from God. We no longer read His signs. This was from the Pope's General Audience on June the 5th, 2013. And the reflection, in your life, when do you tend to dominate, possess, manipulate, or exploit? How could wonder and contemplation help you in these areas? The selection for October 23rd, the title is Our True Treasure. Dear friends, let us keep the faith we have received and which is our true treasure. Let us renew our faithfulness to the Lord and even in the midst of obstacles and misunderstanding. God will never let us lack strength and calmness. And that's from the Pope's homily given on May the 12th, 2013. In the reflection, what trials do you face that test your faith? How can you invite God into these situations? Where do you need strength? The selection for October the 24th is entitled Professing Christ Crucified. My wish is that all of us, after these days of grace, will have the courage, yes, the courage, to walk in the presence of the Lord with the Lord's cross, to build the church on the Lord's blood which was poured out on the cross, and to profess the one glory, Christ crucified. And in this way, the church will go forward. This was the Pope's homily on part of the Pope's homily on March the 14th, 2013. The reflection, the message of the cross is one of love and sacrifice. How can you courageously profess this message to others in the routine actions of your life? The selection chosen for October 25th is entitled A Church with Few Accidents. Jesus tells us, "Go into all the world, go, preach, bear witness to the gospel." He's referring here to St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 15. But what happens if we step outside ourselves? The same as can happen to anyone who comes out of the house and onto the street, an accident. But I tell you, I far prefer a church that has had a few accidents to a church that has fallen sick from being closed. This was the Pope's address on the Vigil of Pentecost with the ecclesial movements on May the 18th, 2013. The reflection, do you feel vulnerable when you share your faith with others? Maybe you become nervous about what others will think or how they might react. But eternity is worth the awkwardness. Be courageous in sharing your faith with others. The selection for October 26th, As a Family, As a Church, is its title. Let us ask ourselves today, how much do I love the church? Do I pray for her? Do I feel part of the family of the church? What do I do to ensure that she is a community in which each one feels welcome and understood, feels the mercy and the love of God who renews life? Faith is a gift and an act which concerns us personally. But God calls us to live with our faith all together as a family, as a church. This from the Pope's general audience on May the 29th, 2013. And the reflection, sometimes our church can be hard to love. Do you have an issue with the teaching of the church? Try to learn more about it. Do you have a problem with a specific person within the church? Work on forgiving him or her. The selection for October 27th, the title is, What Does It Mean to Worship God? What does it mean, then, to worship God? It means learning to be with him. It means that we stop trying to dialogue with him, and it means sensing that his presence is the most true, the most good, the most important thing of all. That's from the Pope's homily on April 14th, 2013. And the reflection, begin your time in prayer by asking God to be present to you. Spend at least 5 minutes in silence, meditating on his presence. The selection for October the 28th is entitled, Hide My Sin in Your Wounds. In my own life, I have so often seen God's merciful countenance, his patience. I have also seen so many people find the courage to enter the wounds of Jesus by saying to him, Lord, I am here. Accept my poverty. Hide my sin in your wounds. Wash it away with your blood. And I have always seen that God did just this. He accepted them, consoled them, cleansed them, loved them. This was from the Pope's homily delivered on Divine Mercy Sunday, April the 7th, 2013. And the reflection, your sins are not too big for God's mercy. Trust in him. Ask him for forgiveness. Ask him to make you clean. Take part in the sacrament of penance. The selection for October 29th is entitled, Faith is Strengthened by Proclamation. Are we capable of bringing the Word of God into the environment in which we live? Do we know how to speak of Christ, of what He represents for us, in our families, among the people who form part of our daily lives? Faith is born from listening and is strengthened by proclamation. That's a quotation from the Pope's homily on April 14th, 2013. The reflection, do you know how to speak of Christ, to proclaim the gospel with actions and words? Who in your life can help you learn to proclaim Christ to others? The selection for October the 30th is entitled Closest to His Heart. For God, we are not numbers, we are important. Indeed, we are the most important thing to Him, even if we are sinners. We are what is closest to His heart. And that's from the Pope's homily on Divine Mercy Sunday, April 7th, 2013. And the reflection, Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows." That's a quotation from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. In prayer, open yourself to the intimate relationship God wants to have with you. And the selection for October the 31st is entitled From Sinners to Saints. If we, all of us, accept the grace of Jesus Christ, He changes our heart and from sinners makes us saints. To become holy, we do not need to turn our eyes away and look somewhere else, or have, as it were, the face on a holy card. No, no, that is not necessary. To become saints, only one thing is necessary: to accept the grace which the Father gives us in Christ Jesus. This is from the Pope's address on June the 17th, 2013, and the reflection offered for us. For you, what does it mean to be a saint? Do you think it is possible for you to be a saint here on earth? Pray about those areas that hold you back from that goal and ask for God's grace to help you. This is the end of Side 10, continuing on Side 11.